Chapter 2. The Nightmare.
"All right, Sherry, come in and tell me what's wrong," said Dr. Jake Heelman.
He opened the door to the Neo Astro Propulsion Lab's medical clinic, ushered in his upset daughter, and led her to an empty examination room.
"I had the nightmare again, Dad."
"This is about your dream?"
"Please find another job. I always see the helicopters just before launch. Later, the spaceship goes crazy like it's going to crash, but an escape pod ejects. I see it hit some mountain cliffs and burst into flames. It's always the same. The first time I came to work, I recognized the buildings and launch facilities from my dreams. Oh, Dad, I know this will happen if you stay here."
Jake Heelman had heard all this before. He was genuinely pained at his daughter's words, but had never loved a job as much as this one. He had hoped having her as his intern would calm her down, but things were now, if anything, worse.
"Honey, we're still a long way from launch. Besides, Captain Raymond needs me, and it's difficult to find people he can trust. That's why you were hired. Security is so tight, and he can't afford to have a repeat of what happened last summer, or even worse, at Starlight Tech Labs. The crew needs a medical doctor, and he has no one else."
"What makes you think launch time is far away? It doesn't look that way to me. And do you realize what it would do to Mom and the boys and me if we lost you?"
Jake sighed.
"Try to understand. The captain needs you and me both. When he put you on the backup team, he told me he's never seen anyone learn so quickly. It's sometimes difficult to find material that you don't already know. You've done exceptionally well here."
Sherry Heelman stared in silence.
"Dad, what good is all this if you die in a crash? What can you do to make sure my nightmare doesn't happen?"
"Honey, I don't know, but I'll give it some thought. In any case, I'm sure it's long into the future. And if it helps, there are no steep mountain cliffs around here. Why don't we—"
The phone rang. Sherry picked it up and listened. Her face went pale.
"Yes, Captain, I understand," she said before hanging up.
"What is it, Sherry?"
"It's an emergency,"
she shouted, running down the hallway.
"You have to help me."
Jake ran and followed his daughter into the medical supply room.
"It's in that closet. Please get it for me."
"What's this all about? Just help me, Dad. I'll tell you."
She opened the padlocked door. He stepped inside, impatient to know what was going on. Suddenly, the door shut behind him. He heard the padlock locking.
"It's an emergency liftoff. Captain Raymond says the ship is launching now. I'll make sure someone lets you out. Love you, Dad."
A siren wailed as Jake kicked and banged at the door. After remembering that the closet walls consisted of only drywall nailed to studs, he kicked a hole in the wall, through which he reached and unlocked the door. He then raced down the hallway and into the lobby and gazed through the large front window, which shook so badly he feared it would shatter. The spacecraft, known as the Neostar, blasted into the heavens. Helicopters approached, and a black sedan rolled to a stop in the parking lot just outside the door.